Cage Dave Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University. Are coming to you on this Sunday. Fall weather, about time it got here for a little bit. Here on this Sunday, October 19th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast, of course, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, your K-State Wildcats every single day, of course. Podbean app, fresh content right now on Podbean for the second week in a row. Yes, second week in a row, obviously, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's once again, that's Greer 3's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast's podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apostrophe S podcast, of course, there. I'm still working with limited equipment right now, so I don't have Alex Aiden, my usual co-host on the podcast, with me for at the time being right now. So hopefully down the road somewhere, get something figured out and have him back on the show. Yeah, I know, it's been a minute, I know, but we'll get him back on here at some point, hopefully before basketball season at least there. And I'll get something figured out here for him as we move through the rest of the year. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. If I sound a little different, I'm in another location in the EG3 confines here in Kansas City, Missouri, which is definitely nice out. I just got back from a nice walk out there. Feels good, feeling fresh. Yeah, man, and we'll see what happens this week as I'm on the up-and-up rebound here. So we'll see what happens this week there as well as we try to pick ourselves back up. Speaking of picking ourselves back up here, this is the postcast edition of this podcast. I'm recording this before Sunday night football. My team, the Atlanta Falcons, try to do it again. This time they got to go on the road. Well, they're in San Francisco right now, about to the San Francisco 49ers tonight in prime time. K-State women's soccer, damn it. they were that close again. The other night against Cincinnati, picking up that big win, for the most wins, home wins in a season. They almost got another one this afternoon. Came up a goal short, well, really two goals short, if you think about it. A tie, then go ahead, goal. This was a wild game in Buser Family Park in Manhattan, Kansas. 24th West Virginia in the house this afternoon, and they squeaked by the upset bid of the Lady Cats this afternoon by a count of 3-2 in this game. Let's take a look at this box score here, folks. And this was a well-played soccer game. Probably one of the more entertaining games of the 25 season for the Lady Soccer team, of course, headed up by head coach Colleen Corbin, right? And for the fourth part, and I literally said this, right? I literally said this on the recent recording, fresh episode on Podbean. I literally said it. If K-State, this team can just wake up or a little bit earlier than the second half, it'll be nice. And they did that. And they did that. They're scoring a goal, and they scored halfway or past the halfway mark of the first half. They struck first there. Rylan Rintal, third goal of the year there. The assist was made by Chloe Dilbeck there, and K-State took a 1-0 lead in this match, and then right towards the end of the half, West Virginia banked one in there to tie the game going to halftime there, and from there, West Virginia went on a run. Three unanswered goals there, so after that tie, that was probably, if you look back at it today, the turning point in that game. You have West Virginia shut out, and usually, at least this trend, all year long, and I have said it over and over on his Kansas State podcast, K-State women's soccer is very strong in the first half defensively, not giving up a goal in the first half to any of their opponents. Well, they gave one up late, and then West Virginia rattled off two more to begin the second half there. And these were late goals. This was a tight contest all the way until the 82nd minute. West Virginia, this was back-to-back goals, literally within 2 minutes of each other there, backbreakers, and then K-State manages to answer down 3-1 with 4 minutes to go left in regulation. McKinnon Braswell gets her first goal of 2025 there. The assist was made by the Luka Emerson looks like here as well. And then they could not get the other goal in extra frames there as Kansas State falls to their upset bid there against 24th ranked West Virginia this afternoon by the count of 3-2. Eddie Greer, postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports stats here. K-State, again, for probably, what, the fifth game in a row now, out shooting their opponent. This time in West Virginia, 14-10. Unfortunately, lost the game this afternoon, which has been a nice day in the metro area here in Kansas City. Saves 3-0. And I think that's the second game in a row, that Maddie Sibling did not record a save in this game. Unfortunately, there as well. Corner kicks, West Virginia had the advantage, 8-4 in the offsides. K-State 3, West Virginia 1. Fouls, West Virginia 9, K-State 6. And no cards handed out once again for probably the fourth game in a row that we've said it here on the postcast there as well. I'm going to check right on in here with head coach Colin Corbin here after the game there. Look, 1-0. You had this game. You had this game control there, and then you give a late goal there, and you hold your own really in the second half of that game, and then you give a couple late goals late there, and having to scramble late there offensively, and just came a bit, and Coach Corbin's girls, ladies came up a tad short today for the upset at home in Buser Family Park at Manhattan, Kansas. Head Coach Corbin after the game, and this was the message she talked to her team. This was her message to her team here, and we got it in a quote here saying, quote, "We're really disappointed. We felt like on the day we set the tone." Hey, that's what I got talked about, right? You have to. I said that last night. If K-State wakes up earlier than the second half, they have a chance. I literally just said that. And they must have listened to me record that podcast last night there as well. But unfortunately, again, we lost by one. But continuing on with Coach Corbin's message here, or quote here. Quote, "We had control of the game. The goals we gave up, we felt like they were self-inflicted. So that's tough. We didn't feel like, again, they did enough to put us under any kind of pressure that was truly scary. And so it was a hard lesson for us to learn. That's a team that knows how to win. They built a culture, and that's something that our team is continuing to partner with. So in the grand scheme of things, like, it isn't the end of the world. We're bummed to not get 3 points, especially at this time of year. Those are points that matter, but there's still soccer left on the table. And just like any other time, we'll go back, regroup, watch the film, and we'll take whatever lessons we need to take away from it, and we'll move on," end quote, there as well. Yeah, so yeah, three, back to the whole conference thing. Yeah, 3 points, that's huge. But instead, I believe, if you lose, I think you get 1 point, if I'm not mistaken. I know we've been over the scoring system every time we talk women's soccer on this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in with his postcast. This afternoon, K-State loses the 24th ranked West Virginia 3-2 in Manhattan, Kansas. There, and I'm not even set the record yet. West Virginia now with this win, escaping Manhattan with this win, now bumps their record to 10-2-3 and stay undefeated in conference play. Meanwhile, K-State 7-5-3 and now fall in the conference play now to 2-4-2 in conference play. And we only got like 3 games left. It's crazy to stand here towards the end of October, right, and have an opportunity. K-State, again, like I said, this would have gone on this. If they would have knocked off West Virginia, that would have probably gone a long way to securing a winning season. You still can do that. You still can do that here. You have 3 games left. You can win one of the next 2 games. You have a chance to do that to secure that for head coach Colin Corbin's first year at Kansas State. That would be huge. Rylan Lintow's goal that opened up the scoring for K-State and the game in general moved into the tie for third in K-State program history and for goals in her junior season there as well. one of the singers, Paige Dixon, it just came up to my attention, 33rd consecutive start back on Thursday, and that was the active longest streak there as well. I'm on the wrong part here. There as well. Hey, we got something. McKinnon Braswell, who scored her first goal late, as K-State tried to rally back quick in this game today. I'm going to get her real quick here. Her first goal at Kansas State from McKinnon Braswell, the junior at Kansas State. Quote, honestly, it's a great goal. It's a great to get stats for your personal self, but at the end of the day, it still sucks to know that you have more left in the tank to finish and actually get the job done there, end quote, there as well. So now, two-game road truant swing, three games left for the K-State women's soccer team in the regular season. And again, I do not have the standings pulled up right now at the moment as I'm sitting here and standing here. Maybe we'll just go back at some point this week and take a look at those standings, where the K-State women's soccer team sits right now. So they'll hit the road for a two-game swing for the final time in the regular season, at least. So all that will begin on Thursday, it looks like. Looking at the calendar, as they'll take on, oh my goodness, Houston. Yeah, Houston, they go down there, Houston, on Thursday, and then Sunday, next Sunday, they're going to be staring at the face of a long trip down to Lubbock to take on a 12th-ranked Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders down there in Lubbock, Texas. So that's what's on the tap. That's what's on tap for K-State women's soccer coming up this week for Kansas State Athletics. I mean, a heartbreaker today for this team, but you felt like you controlled this game, and then just again, I feel like it's been a theme of this week on this podcast, saying a little break here, a little break here, a little break over here, a little break over there. This could be a different result. So that's what I'm saying, but we'll see if K-State women's soccer, you have a couple of days here to reset, regroup, and get after Houston on the road on Thursday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. We're just record K-State content. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. This will come out tomorrow. So definitely be out on the lookout for that as well. But and more importantly, if you're not subscribed to this Everyday K-State Podcast, what are y'all doing? Definitely make sure you go over there to iTunes, Audio Boom, Google, wherever this is your favorite Kansas State sports podcast, and subscribe to this channel. And if you would mind at all, please, I have not said this enough, 4-5-star rating. That helps us out, well, not for the host anyways, but that helps out get more publicity to other K-State fans looking for more K-State sports content for their daily listening ears, folks. So definitely do that as well. And of course, we're getting more listens on the Poppy channel there as well. I looked at it today, actually, kind of took a glance at it as I was logging off, and we got a little bit more response. So definitely, despite what's been going on lately anyways, outside of the podcast, outside of work, outside of running anyways, that's a positive there. So definitely feel free, download the Poppy app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. You want more coverage of your Cats, bonus coverage, Pro Project Podcast, Rear 3, Ace Podcast. Type that in there, and you should be able to find my channel. Make sure you subscribe to that channel as well. 24th-ranked West Virginia escapes Manhattan with the win, unfortunately. 3, K-State Women's Soccer, 2. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports for Cats.